The legislature took a first step toward legalizing the growing and processing of hemp Monday, despite a few senators' serious opposition, and a proposal to improve regulation of gambling devices advanced, despite concerns about whether it went too far or not far enough. The hemp debate centered on a proposal by Senator Justin Wayne to legalize growing hemp in Nebraska. Wayne said it's a market worth billions.
Hemp can be used for fabrics, yarns, rope, paper, insulation materials, drywall, animal bedding, industrial oils, body care products, and many more.
Senator Tom Brandt, who's made the bill his priority, said since Congress legalized hemp cultivation in last year's farm bill, Nebraska risks getting left behind.
Kansas has already legalized the growth and sales of industrial hemp. Iowa and Missouri passed legislation to grow industrial hemp in 2018. Wyoming passed their legislation this year. In 2017, Montana had only 542 acres of hemp in production. Today they have over 22,000 acres in production. We are lagging behind our neighboring states, who are our competitors in this emerging market.
Hemp comes from the same plant species as marijuana, but is defined as containing less than 0.3% of THC, marijuana's psychoactive ingredient. But that relationship prompted some senators to oppose the proposal. Senator John Lowe was one of them. Lowe cited South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's veto message regarding similar legislation in that state.
It complicates law enforcement searches and provides a ready-made defense for those breaking our drug laws.
And Senator Steve Erdman also cited Noem's veto.
An overwhelming number of contacts that I've received in favor of this bill come from the pro-marijuana activities people. There is no question in my mind that normalizing hemp, like legalizing medical marijuana, is part of a larger strategy to undermine enforcement of the drug laws and make legalized marijuana inevitable.
Lowe also predicted transporting legalized hemp would create problems for law enforcement and farmers.
The drug dogs will not be able to tell the difference between hemp and marijuana as it's being transported across our state. They can't tell the difference. If you're taking a load of hemp across the state to a manufacturing place and a state patrolman stops you and holds it for testing, it may take a week or a month for that to happen.
Wayne said that problem would be avoided by requirements under federal law.
When you transport, there is documentation you have to carry that is generated by the industry. So you're not going to be driving a semi with bales of hemp without having documentation of that product.
After 3 hours of debate, senators voted 37-4 to give the bill first round approval. On gambling, the issue was Senator Steve Lathrop's proposal to change how the state handles certain video games that promise cash payoffs to winners. Here's how he described the goal.
To develop a process so that we can make a determination in advance instead of going out to a bar owner or the VFW or wherever these machines may be found and seizing them and doing this one machine at a time. It's impractical.
The bill applies to video games that fall into a gray area as to whether they qualify as gambling devices. According to the Nebraska Supreme Court, the difference hinges on whether the games are predominantly games of chance, which are illegal, or games of skill. Currently, Lathrop said, enforcing the prohibition on games of chance requires law enforcement to seize the machines and test them. His bill would require the game's distributors to submit them ahead of time to the Department of Revenue for testing. Senator Mike Moser asked Lathrop about his intent.
Do you feel that your bill enables gambling or expands gambling?
No, it would limit it. There's a whole class of things that are happening right now that are games of chance that this bill will eliminate.
Senator Wayne told senators the bill could endanger organizations that use existing machines.
There are your constituents right now, VFWs, who are using these, churches are using these, who underneath this statute will be committing a crime.
Some senators wanted regulations in the game tightened further. Senator Joni Albright mentioned even for games of skill having age limits, preventing people from using credit cards, and limiting the number of machines per location. Senator Suzanne Geist supported that approach.
I really think we need to have some kind of age limit. Pickle cards have age limit, keno, lottery, all of that has an age limit. And I do stand as an opponent of gambling. But I do understand that some of these have been ruled as a game of skill. I do recognize our need to regulate.
Lathrop said he was willing to work on an amendment addressing age limits and credit card use before the next round of debate. Lawmakers then voted 34-0 to give the bill first-round approval. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.